You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If you're a 20-something, maybe even a 30-something, looking for your first apartment and thinking, man, I wish I didn't have to buy my own groceries or set up internet access or live alone, have I got a trend alert for you. Co-living is back. Several new startups, in fact, are promising real estate with a built-in social life and lots of perks. These companies are part property manager, part dorm parent. I visited a house in Oakland run by a local startup called Open Door to see what it's actually like to co-live. Oh, it smells really good in here.
Yeah.
What are you guys making?
Fennel and carrots roasted in brown sugar and mustard.
Oh, my gosh.
And Parmesan cheesy grits.
I was convinced to go along with the beef option once I found out it was carbon negative beef.
That's like exactly what I would expect from co-living dinner.
Mm-hmm. We actually bought a half cow directly from the ranch.
You bought a half cow?
We bought a half cow. And then we picked it up from the butcher shop, and it's in our giant freezer downstairs.
Okay.
My name is Jay Standish. I'm the co-founder of Open Door, and we create community living spaces. This house was built in 1910 after the earthquake by a San Francisco family that moved over to Oakland. So there's a bunch of tufted leather couches and velvet chairs and stuff like that that kind of goes with the house.
It's pretty awesome that you get to live somewhere called a manor.
The hassle of getting an apartment, furnishing an apartment, cooking dinner, taking out the trash, all of that, actually, when you do have a larger group, you get to have an easier lifestyle in some senses.
How much does it cost to live in one of these houses?
The houses are similar to what you would pay if you rented a 3 or 4 bedroom apartment with roommates. So in the Bay Area, that means anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a month, or around $1,000.
How then do you make money? If the rent is comparable, what's the business model?
It's pretty straightforward. We're basically a property manager or a landlord. We've done different financial models for each of our properties. So we've done a master lease, we've bought a building and renovated it, and we've been sort of a property manager.
Are you profitable?
Yeah, all of our houses are profitable.
Ian Evans, I'm 31 years old, and I've been in this house for 3 months.
What's hard about it? What's hard about living here?
I like a lot of privacy. I think that's something that I feel like could be challenging in situations where you don't really want to share everything.
What would you say is the number of passive-aggressive notes left during any given week? Because come on, there have to be some.
Zero. We've been using Slack. There's like a little channel that we have, which is breakdowns.
Do you ever, like, you go into your separate rooms and then you Slack each other? I mean, are you communicating all night on Slack?
No, it's just that everybody's busy and, like, in different places.
How many structures are there and how does it work within a group?
We've been in the habit of doing a meeting every 2 weeks. There's an agenda, we'll go through it, and most of the time it's sort of a proposal-based.
Sounds like work. You make it sound like an office.
Honestly, I think it is actually very helpful for some soft skills at work also, because at work, you're constantly dealing with personalities and different challenges.
The grits came out nice.
So did they have a pause?
They did.
Nice.
Mm.
Oh my God, we're all systems thinkers.
Another company in the co-living game is WeWork, the co-working startup. It just announced WeLive, sort of a residential version of the working thing. People can rent places by the month or even the day. I interviewed co-founder Miguel McKelvey about the company's co-living plans. You can hear that full interview in my weekly audio column, The Dispatch, over at marketplace.org.